The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, Tamsin Greenway. Final four, Tamsin, it's been confirmed. Firstly, let's have a quick look back at a team that's narrowly missed out, Stars, and some of the work that Joe Tripp's done in that bit of a turnaround for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I got asked about Stars and I said, I haven't seen them. And I was sort of, I was told that they were going to be good. And I was like, okay, it's difficult in year one. Wow, eat my words. They've been brilliant. And I think, you know what? It's sometimes it's about players finding their place and finding their style. So the season Jess Shaw's had feeding Ziggy Berger, the season Ziggy Berger's have been fed by Jess Shaw, you know, the injury-free season from Gabby Marshall that's actually shown what she can put out there and her winning mentality. Joe Tripp playing at the back and bringing the best out of someone like Rebecca Airy before she got injured. Like, I mean, they've just been really, really solid and slick. They've had a clear game plan. It's been different to other people's. I think with Joe Tripp in the back there, they've been allowed to play like a zone kind of style, and that's messed with teams a lot. And down the other end, like that direct feed into Ziggy, it's just been insane. So I think, yeah, they've been a really special group this year. They've made people have to really play, which is exactly what you want. And, you know, given some excitement again back to the league, it's nice to see these emerging teams keep challenging and pushing and trying to, you know, make something of themselves. And I think it'll be interesting again to see how they rebuild next year. But yeah, I've been so impressed with them.
Thunder, obviously another really strong season for them. So what's worked?
Oh, Thunder's just Thunder. I tell you, biggest thing for me on Thunder is their culture. Because if you have a good culture and you know, very little changes there in the sense of their pathway is incredible, their coaching system is incredible, the way they bring youngsters through, the way that they operate with the clubs, the way they operate with the community, like they've just been building for such a long time now. They've got it right. And Greggy is getting better and better every year as a coach tactically. I think she's incredible. I think how she brings some of the players on, she's been brilliant. So Thunder will always be there and thereabouts just because they tick so many of the boxes. And it'd be interesting this year because they've struggled a lot with injuries and stuff to see whether Kerry and Shadeen are properly back come finals time. But it just shows, you know, look at Lois Pearson, the season she's had this year, the faith that they put in their youngsters and the system that they have.
It's been fantastic to see Lenise part of the side as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, and look, you know, that has also helped. They had Joyce before Lenise, and Lenise back in there. I mean, she's been solid. And again, just so confident and calm, giving those guys a target to feed. But I've just, you never, ever take your eye off Thunder ever because they understand how to win. They've got their culture spot on and they just love being part of that club. And that's so important.
We all know the admiration you have for Nat Metcalf. Another strong season for her.
Oh, she's been brilliant. She's been absolutely brilliant. You know, Nat's at her best when she's allowed to play, when people actually give her the ball and let her play. And that's what she's done this season. And she's just been brilliant.
What did you make of the game at the AO? Because we've been saying it for years, but if you get the crowds in and if you obviously do massive venues like that, the crowds will come.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's that toss up, isn't it? Because to try and do that every single week takes a lot of manpower. And that's what I think clubs struggle with. And a lot of financial commitment as well, you know, getting those bookings in and then going, right, we have to fill it. But it's there. It's there that the issue isn't with the one-off games. And it was incredible. I thought what they did was absolutely amazing. The issue is maintaining it. It's about making a long-standing financial commitment. And actually, when you look at what happened in Suncorp, that's exactly what teams did. When I first got out to Firebird, you know, they made the commitment to move it into the city centre from outside in the sticks. And they booked into the exhibition centre and they've built and built and built. At some point, the clubs need to do that. But they also need some financial support from the governing body to make sure that they're not at huge losses in sort of year two, year three, year four, if that's how the league's building. So that's where Claire Nelson will be absolutely brilliant, and it will help teams like Thunder be able to regularly commit to doing that sort of stuff.
Let's have a look at Lightning. They're always going to be in and around the top four, but current champions, great season as usual for Fran Williams.
Yeah. You know what I love about Fran is that, you know, after the disappointment of last year, she just went, okay, I'm going to make it absolutely impossible for you not to pick me. That's exactly what she's done. And any young player needs to just go away and have a look at that. You know, not winning as much ball as Fumi, we'll look at the stats this year because she's winning more. And I think this is the whole point. You know, young young players who, getting into England's the easy part, staying in there's the hard part. So, you know, when Fran first got in, you know, she's a youngster, she's learning a trade, she's sitting behind Layla, she's doing all of that. Well, now you have to make a name for yourself and you have to show why you need to be picked in there every single time. Well, she's gone away and done that. And that's full credit to Loughborough's system as well. They've created a great tactical unit that works for her. And I think that's what's so important. You know, just good players don't just fit in it to every team. You have to have a style for them as well. And yeah, I'm so impressed with Fran. Loughborough, just don't take your eyes off them. Like they are really, really solid. I said at the start of the season, they'll be there because they're always there. And once again, there they are.
There they are. People there like Emma Thacker as well. She's really had a great season developing her game. And for a younger player like that, who's coming up against that stronger opposition week in, week out, that can only help you grow.
Yeah, and look, that's where, again, Loughborough have got it right, haven't they? So much experience in there with some of their other key players. It's allowed players like Emma Thacker to thrive. And, you know, we were all gutted to see what happened to Ella Clark last year. And then, sadly, when those things do happen to those kind of key experienced players, you got a choice. You either bring in another big name or you go, well, hang on, you're going to step up. And look, Emma Thacker's absolutely outstanding. I think it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because all the chat this year has been about people like Berry Neal, because, I mean, she's just had an incredible season. But, you know, someone like Emma Sacco, just week in, week out, she's going about doing her job, getting better and better every time. I mean, she's a real star for the future.
Hi, this is Ellie Ratu, and welcome to the Netball Show.
Final four, Tamsin, Pulse, Sandbirds continued to show over the course of the season very much about picking the right team for the opposition in front of you. And yeah, that's continued, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think they've just got such a strong squad that they're able to chop and change. Actually, I was most impressed when I saw them against Sirens the other day, because they did not have it their own way. And actually, Sirens were right in that game. And they made wholesale changes at half time. And I was sat there thinking, oh, I wonder how brave you're going to be and whether you're going to leave this group out there. And they did. They absolutely left them out there. They gave them information and they saw the game out. And I thought that was really impressive. That just goes to show how much confidence they've got across the group. Yeah, look, Pulse, they always say defence wins your championships. Well, they've got the best defensive end in the league at the moment. And Liv Sheen and Berry Neal have got better every single game in terms of learning on the job. I think that's what I've been most impressed about as well. You know, they're not perfect players yet, and neither should they be. They're both young and they're still learning. If, you know, if they're perfect now, then where do they go from that? But I think the important thing for me is the information they're getting. They go out there and change it. And that's all you can ask for from a youngster. And I've... Pulse are someone everyone should be wary of, because they're always, always going to win ball off you.
And certainly the importance of Jaden Chelsea at the start of the season, that's really had an effect.
Huge, absolutely huge. You know, you have choices about who you bring in, whether it's for long-term, short-term, whatever. But I think the nature of them having so many young players, just that stability of having a Jaden Chelsea in there, it's absolutely massive. And again, for England, you know, taking Jade and Chelsea as a partnership together with their feed into Liv Sheen, like that will matter. But yeah, don't underestimate what experience brings. The right teams have that perfect mix, and that's why Pulse are doing so well.
If Pulse did get semi-finals, well, they're there now. At least they've got the advantage, because they'll know every single indent in the copper box floor.
Well, it's quite funny, because I was having this conversation the other day, and it's like, well, we're chatting about it at Sky, and it's like, for the first few years, no one was really bothered that the Copper Box was Pulse's home venue, because Pulse weren't winning anything. Now they're winning stuff. You will have to eventually look at that, because there is an element of it being a home advantage, and, you know, it wouldn't happen in other sports. And so it is probably something that we need to be wary of. Look, I don't think it'll be the difference whether they win or lose this year,
no,
but I think longer term, teams will have more to say on that matter.
Let's end on Storm. Have you heard of them before?
I think so. They're not bad list,
though. Certainly new heights this season, which I, for one, am really glad to see. So, yeah, super impressed. What have you made of them so far? That turnaround Mickey's managed to achieve over the last couple of seasons, super impressive?
Yeah, look, the reality is Storm... Since its glory days, it had to rebuild, and it went through lots of different changes, most notably really shooter changes, which is massive for teams, because you know, that's your core, that's who everyone gets feeding and stuff like that. So bringing in Peace was huge, having that target shooter. has been key. And, you know, just some of the names you got back, you talk about experience. Well, you know, Hannah Knights, Amy Flanagan, Layla Guskoff, and then getting Sophie Drake for Lewis in. I mean, that's not bad, is it? So no. Storm had a massive recruitment year. And I said at the start of the season, it was theirs to lose. I mean, it's now difficult for them with Peace not being able to play out the rest of the season. And I think it'll be a step too far, because when you get into the top four, you need that key target shooter. I think Frankie Wells has done a great job. Having Sienna Rushton back in there is great, but they're not Peace. They're not saying they won't be eventually, but they're not there yet. So I think that's kind of going to be huge for them as they hit finals time. But again, like Amy and Layla, I know Amy didn't put herself up for England selection. I'm well aware. Since I've known her as 17, she's never wanted to play for England. I get it. God, she should be in that squad.
And you have to do that, don't you? You have to put yourself up. It's not a case of her not being picked. It's very much an individual's choice.
Yeah, you can choose not to be in the full trying programme and still be picked. Like, that's absolutely fine. There are options in if a player emerges, or a player, you know. For example, when I was still playing and still playing for England, I could never have gone into the full-time programme when I had my little girl. So there are different reasons for different people. Amy, when you know Super Amy, she plays netball because she plays netball. She's not a die-hard netballer. And you know, that's what I love about her. She'd turn up, she'd do a job, she'd go home. And you need people like that as well. We can't have diehards and everything. But I'd like to have thought that there could have been a bit of convincing going on, but who knows? I'm not in that group so much anymore, and I don't ask them those questions. But I think it's a real shame. She gives me. I was explaining her to Australia the other day, saying she's very Amy Parmenter vibes.
Is she not Scottish?
You know what? I have asked her. A name like Flanagan, sadly not. But don't worry, Andy. I asked the question.
Obviously, though, Mickey approaching Layla, we touched on it there. She's been key.
Yeah, look, the reality is Layla was moving back to London, and everyone was after her, and Mickey getting her into that squad was massive. And look, they built a squad to win this year. That is something they will have to look at next year, because they've not really brought any youth through. It'll be interesting to see how many of those players they keep together now. And I'm gutted for them, actually, because they would have been challenging for the title. You know, they would have been right in the mix, and that's hard when things like this happen. But it's sport. It is what it is. I think the recruitment this year was great. I think what they'll need to look at, like all the teams, even Loughborough, you know, at what point do you freshen up? At what time do you bring things in? Or can you play out another season? And that is a constant coach debate all the time. And one that you only know if you've got right at the end of the season. So it is what it is.
Tamsin, got to leave it there because the Zoom's running out. But
we've been on that long.
Yeah, it's going to flash up really soon. But I'm hoping that you're going to have a quiet summer, because you and I need to start on your autobiography.
Oh, God, no. No one wants me to write that. Could you imagine? Can you imagine how much trouble I've been if I actually wrote it all down?
Hey, well, Nat from the podcast wrote one of Little Mixes. So I've got to try and catch her up on that. But in the meantime...
One day, Andy, all the stories will be laid out.
Fantastic.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.